As we mentioned yesterday, according to some posters, even as a raisa, some say no, the whole thing is with the Rabbanon. At the end of the shiur yesterday, I came to the point that I wanted to discuss, which is what's the halacha, the case I've dealt with it more than once, the case in which the couple, as in quotes, is together when he is Jewish and she is not Jewish. Now she wants to convert. We spoke about it by Riches, that's how we started the whole sugya. If those remember the first day after Sukkot, the first day we said it can't be done. Mishnah Mefereshes, right? Tanitin alagoya, lo yisaena. But for many reasons, not going into that all now, you may know for sure they were together, or the Chumas HaRambam. Okay, so it's done. Now the question is, do you require Havchana 3 months? So the answer, of course, is yes, on a simple level. But the most significant question is, well, what about if you know for a fact that she's not pregnant? How do we know? Rav Moshe holds if she has a period, that's good enough. And the others say, no, it's not enough. We don't rely on that, Rav Moshe. We require a pregnancy test. It's a definitive test, a blood test. Will that work or will that not work? That's what we started talking about. So, in the Sefer Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Ches Simen Ayin Reish, he suggests that there's no low plug in this kind of a case. There's no low plug. The low plug is only referring to a case which they were married. Here they're not married. What kind of married? I mean, they may consider themselves married. Maybe they're married by the justice of the peace, but they're not halachically married. So therefore he suggests there's no low plug in this kind of a case. And Rabbi Yoshev is quoted as being machmer in this case. I don't know if it's really true. I really don't know if it's really true that Rabbi Yoshev is machmer. I'll tell you in a minute why. So, mentioned that the Otzer HaPoskim talks about something similar. I want to read it to you one more time. Simon Yud Gimel, as you know from the Maram HaKomis, is the Simon that discusses these issues of Havchana. And we'll read as follows. Such an important shaila. Hadorim Anochris, and she's married to Bechol Karkos, and they had a child, and she converted immediately. Same shaila, because once you just had a child, you can't be pregnant. You just had a child. And you're pregnant again. Because you don't have to wait 3 months. This kind of a case. Or what if she is pregnant? Also, you know the facts. The facts are clear. She's pregnant. She's pregnant from before. So once again, he suggests that perhaps we shouldn't have to wait 3 months. Then he quotes a sefer called the Evan Yukara. Says you have to wait 3 months because the reasons of the rush, which according to the Chagos Mechok, apply. But we assume that the reasons really do not apply because they're not married, this kind of a case. So therefore, it's a machlokos over here on Sifkot Mechav Dalit, and we thought there was room to be Meikil in the Shail. I mentioned to you that the Chumrah, only if the case where they're both Goyim, and there was that marriage, we recognize a marriage of Chris and Chrissy, as I put it yesterday. They're married, and if Chrissy will live with John, both Chayav Misa, Vadalak Vishlo Beshes Chavera. We recognize that marriage. But a marriage of a Jewish man to a non-Jewish woman, I don't think we recognize it. Anybody look it up? What would happen if she would live with another man? I don't think it would be Chayav and Dinei B'nei Noach. I don't think so. Fine. So I saw the same with Devar Halacha, with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law, the Rabbi Horowitz. He has a back and forth with Rabbi Yashiv, and that's Rabbi Yashiv's response is actually printed in the Sefer Kovitz Chuvas. You can look it up. I wrote down the source. Somewhere or other, he has. Second. But you'll see it in one. Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun. I don't believe that Rabbi Yoshev is discussing our case at all. But the Dvar Halacha himself says the Ranach is against him. That's what we ended the Shia yesterday. Because the Ranach had a funny story of somebody who was. Had a certain woman who was a shifcha, and there was no real geirus, Then a guy married her. So he says, what kind of, that's no marriage. No marriage. So the very, this, it's a long tshuva. I mean, it's through, this part I have is almost 4 pages. And he says as follows. He says like this. You know, although presumably she's not married, Sas Mesapkali. Whoa. Tosa says in one teretz in Yevamos, we started a few weeks ago. Came and I call Yodim she toveles. Havale ketvila bifneim. I mean, that's so in Tosis. And maybe Kabbalah must say the same thing. Rabbi Moshe Svara, remember? He's already had in Ranach. That since everyone knows she's keeping the mitzvahs, it's as if it's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs bifneim. And this Shivchak, everyone knows she accepted the mitzvahs. And everyone knows she is from. Maybe she's a Gioras. Says Rabbi Ranach, Ulakula Vade and Lismoch al Teretz there. Shalaskika Kabbalah Smith with Philip Kiddush and Acher, and Chas Vishalom to rely on this completely. And a Tzricha Lakulan. She needs a new Kabbalah Smith and a new Tvila and a new Kiddushin. But if that's going to be a Chumra, let's say she wants to get divorced without a get, or to make a bracha on the second marriage. No. That not. Atkan. Fine. Then he says, in the last 3 lines of the tshuva, "Umikom akom ein lo lovo alea shi'avu gimel chadoshim kelahavchin bein zera anisu l'kedusha v'zera shalom b'kedusha." And he says he applies even in a situation, no matter what, even in a case in which there was never a bia, lo plug. So the question becomes, wait a minute, what's happening over here? Why is there a low plug if they were never married? So one could read the Ranach differently. But the Ranach said, no, maybe they really are married. V'horaya. He will not release her without a get. He will not require a second Birchas Erisin. So as of when were they married? We don't know exactly when. It's a long continuum from the time she started off as a plain Shivcha till this so-called Geiris may have happened. We don't know. So maybe that's why we consider this, because we just don't know, since we're not sure this side, we're not sure that side, they made some kind of a low plug in this kind of a circumstance. Maybe then and only then, but if it would be a complete non-Jewish woman, perhaps there would be no low plug in that case. Again, even though this low plug sounds like it's almost a katar to the Sanskrit, still, maybe low plugs, we don't argue too much, we don't kakaz that. Maybe it's only this kind of a case that the Ranach said is a low plug, but not in the situation we're dealing with, a case in which it says to again, it's a class case we deal with, where the woman is completely not Jewish, and then the man wants to marry her after she converts, and we know she's not pregnant from a blood test. There's room to be mekel. Rav Vosner was known to be mekel. We saw a bit of a dispute in the Otzer Poskim. There are other, and I think the halacha we can be mekel. After all, we'll assume it's the Rabbanon. So if there's a blood test, it's only the Rabbanon. Sveka the Rabbanon the kula, and it's usually a shas hatzchak because separated for 3 months at that point in time is not going to be easy. Okay, Atkan, left over from yesterday's shiur. So now we go back to the second part of the sugya, which is going to bring us back ultimately to a havchana proper, and we shall see how the two are interconnected. The second part of the sugya is what we call muberes or menekas chaveiro. Okay, let's open up to the Gemara and see that man beis. It's a totally different din, no connection at all. Just sort of thrown in here, as we shall see, there are numerous connections between the two sugyas. Not just the fact that they're in the same daf in the Gemara. That's the last few lines of Membeis and Menalef. Lo yisa adam uberes chaveiro menekas chaveiro. Why? We're afraid. We start off by saying tiaras uber sandal. The Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara says the last few words of Membeis and Menalef. Stam uberes the menika kaima. And then I'm at Beis, the Gemara says, Tilma Yabra Umecha Chalva Vekatale. Rashi. Lacha Ale Doso Miacha Ale Chalva Vekatale Libra Barov. And her son will die of starvation because in those days they would subsist on the mother's milk. She becomes pregnant, then the milk will dry up, and he's going to die. Fekti gemara yachadi deinami. So how can any husband live with his wife within the two years after the child has been born? No. Didei memas misrolei bebeitzim v'cholof. So he's going to take care of the child. It's his child. If the mother's milk will dry up, he'll find different milk. Maybe some eggs to throw in. I'm sure what kind of diet they had to use in those days, that the pediatric nutritionist said back in time of the Gemara. Whatever they require, he'll take care of it. He'll pay the money to make sure that the child is okay. Adkan sugis ha-Gemara. Comes the Ritva with the Gemara Gakash. We have two dinim over here. We have a dinim of Avchana to celebrate between the first husband and the second husband. That's Gemara Naman Aleph. And if a new din, we have Menekas Chaveru and Muberas Chaveru. It's basically the same thing. A Muberas is going to become a Menekas. Fine. Frek the Ritva. That's a great reason for Havchana as well. What happens? The woman's married to Reuven. Okay? And now she wants to marry Shimon. So what's the fear? Maybe she's pregnant from Reuven, and she's pregnant from Reuven, she's not allowed to marry Shimon. You have to wait 3 months to avoid the problem of Muberes Chaveru. It's so simple. It's so elegant. We can make both Gzeras into one big Gzera. What did he do for the after Gzera? He'll lead to Arias. Rava says, Shmuel quotes a pasuk. Just say one thing. It's one big Gzera. What a great question. So the Ritva, who asked this question, gives a very simple answer to the question. I'll read it to you. Here we are. Again, one more time. Vimtoma, Milo Parish Maratima, Trichel Hampton, Gimachadoshim, Shemem Huberes, Vikaimala Menika, Viesh Lomar. Didayenu liisur mitam hanaka delibesof muberes gemura. We know she's pregnant. Then we answer it. Velo besufek muberes. This woman, we don't know she's pregnant. You're going to ask her now for marrying somebody else because maybe she's pregnant. And if she's pregnant, she's going to come later on to become a nursing woman. And maybe the milk is going to dry out. And maybe. Too many maybes. Too many maybes. Okay. This is what the Ritva answers over here. Okay, so he solved the problem. It's interesting. The Ramban says the same teretz, and his Lashon is quoted over here in this footnote. For those who want to look it up later, it's footnote 738. Quotes the Ramban. Ramban adds an extra twist. The Ramban says, the call akzera chashasha dechiktohi v'kulei haylo gozru. What does that mean? The whole chum of Muberes Chaveru, because you're going to come with Menekes Chaveru, and he's going to have no milk and die of starvation. Such a vita dika chashash. So we're not going to apply such a chashash where we don't even know she's pregnant. Fine. He quotes in a footnote from the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda has the following interesting hara. What are you going to say? We should have Avchana. Why? Because we're not sure. Is this child from the first husband or is the child from the second husband? Says the Noda Behuda, if we're not sure whether the child is from the first husband or from the second husband, well, guess who else is not sure? The first husband and the second husband. The second husband is not going to let this kid die. Maybe it's his kid. That's what you want to say. You're mechavet to the Noda Behuda. You have Gedol in there. Mechavet to the Noda of Yehuda. That's not a small person to be mechavet to. That's what the Noda of Yehuda suggests. Remarkable. But he has a kash against himself. What will happen? They'll get married. No, they'll get married. And the next day, she says, oops, I feel pregnant. Well, she's not pregnant for this guy for one day. In other words, there's a certain cutoff point we call hukarubra, right? Let's say 3 months. So when she got married to him, she didn't know she was pregnant. And then as soon as she gets married to the second guy, she realizes she's pregnant, has to be from the first guy. Oh, she's going to die. So your teretz may not work. Yeah?
It's like the whole thing is that the thing is she can't watch her stepping because she's gonna cover up. So wouldn't that show she wouldn't let anyone?
But she wouldn't tell anybody. You know, but the guy is good, can count with his fingers. In other words, he's gonna realize you can't be pregnant for me so fast. This must be for the first guy. If she can figure it out, he can figure it out. That's another who's kasha. He suggests your teretz, and he has a kasha against himself. He has a kasha against himself. Oh. Now, so this leads him to the following remarkable discussion. Take a look on Tosfos, please. This is right over here. Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Very, very important Tosfos. Very important Tosfos. Stamu Beres Amenika Kaima. Rabbeinu Shimshon's Keno Shal Rashbo. What does that mean? Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham is the Rashbo of Tosfos, not the Rashbo that we know from the Sephardi Gadol of Shlomo ben Aderes. Rather, Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham. His father was obviously Avraham. His father was Shimshon. You know, we name often older generations. Okay? So he's Rabbeinu Shimshon's the Keno Shal Rashbo. Baruch Hashem, he was known by who his grandson was. Those look at the Medrash in last week's parsha. No, but Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Podas Avram. Podas Avram. Yaakov was Podas Avram. Was his grandson. Yeah. The schus of Yaakov was Podas Avram Avinu. Here too, Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rashbar of Shimshon ben Avram, his grandfather was known as Rabbeinu Shimshon Zekeno Shel Rashbo. Presumably they didn't see each other. Ashkenaz don't name after the living. But that's his yichus, after his grandson. Can you imagine that? Hoya Omer. The Gerusha Meinekes Muteres Linose. Look at this. The case of the Gemara is by an almana. The husband died. Then is an Isser of Meinekes Chaveiro. Not by a Gerusha. Not if he divorced her. Why not? Shem Delo Mishab Delohani. Can I mean in Perek Afal Pien Ksubis? Nisgarsha ain't no kofa. He can't force her to nurse the baby because once she's divorced, he's no longer a shibud. Let him find a source of milk and eggs. It's his business, not her business anymore, since he divorced her. If the husband died, then she is obligated to nurse the child. And if the milk dries up, it's a problem, so we don't let her get married. But the husband divorced her, comes the rush. Rabbeinu Shimshon and says, since we cannot force her to nurse the baby anyway, she should be permitted to get married to somebody else, even though she's nursing the baby. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no dice. The ain't near the Rabbeinu Tam. Told him, I to have a boiler name by the time of Mishim Sandal or Mishim Dachsa. According to the first reasons that somehow it's going to be a problem, the first fetus will be crushed, or whatever happens, however it happens, through a pregnancy or through the excessive force of the second husband. Lo yachil look ben amon and the grusha. According to those reasons, obviously no difference between amon and the grusha. V'adin lahayt time aden echozer bo elamei hatam bilvat. But there's no change in the din, only a change in the reason. Just according to the first reason, no difference in amon and grusha. So too according to the second reason, v'yod. Almana gufa, he amra ain't his own as viene osa. O tava ksubasa, lo mishabda. In those cases, if she either says, "I will not take support," right, and I know don't need your support, I won't give you my income, I'll support myself. Or in the case when she asks for a ksuba, in those cases she's not obligated to nurse. And afa pikein, the presumption is an issue of menekas chavero. So too in the case of divorce, ke posik ashultis, lo shna grusha, lo shna amona. In all cases, the din is you have to have 24 months. Okay, so far so good? Yes.
I'm just wondering, if he, according to Rabbi Shimshon, he's trying to say that because the mother isn't chayev to take care of the kid, then she could get married even though it means she
That's
won't.
Right.
So who is going to feed the kid?
That's a good question. It's a good question. But if she's obligated to do it, and she has no right to squeeze out of her obligation by marrying someone else who may make her pregnant and she may then lose her milk. But she has no obligation in the first place. She can do whatever she wants.
I say, how could we allow it if we know no one's going to provide?
Oh, so you think it's even worse. It's worse. If it's a grusha, it's still a father. So the father will go to the end of the earth to make sure his son doesn't die. But if there's an almana, then it's even worse, you're asking. There's no one who's going to take care. That's your question. An excellent question. But the perspective of Rabbi Nashimshim is the other way around. That the only time we can prevent her from getting married is when by getting married she will not be able to fulfill her obligation. She has no obligation. Well, who will take care? Bezin will take care, Tzedakah will take care, we'll get Chai Lifeline, we'll get Bika Cholim, whatever, we'll do it. But it's not her obligation, so she's therefore permitted to get married. Okay? That's the assumption of the Rabbeinu Shimshon. Comes the Noda Behuda, and says as follows. He thinks that Rabbeinu Shimshon is correct. Rabbeinu Shimshon is correct. If Rabbeinu Shimshon is correct, the Ritva's Kasha falls off automatically. What was the Ritva's Kasha? Who needs the other reasons for Avchana given by Shmuel and Rava respectively? Because of a Pasuk or because of a Chashash Yisa'erva? Just say, Menekas Chavera. What's the answer? The answer is obvious now. Avchana applies to a Grusha. And Menekas Chavera does not apply to Rabbeinu Shimshon. An obvious answer to the Ritva's question. So writes the No, the Yehuda. So he likes the Rabbeinu Shimshon Azokin because of this particular kasha, the Ritva's kasha. Okay. Now, then he turns around and says, and this is all quoted in this footnote. This is in footnote 738. This is all not from No, the Yehuda. But you know what? What about a case of a ger and a gioris? A ger and a gioris, we already mentioned it yesterday. We require avchana, even though there's no chash of menekas chavera because he's the father. True, he fathered his child as a goy, but karacham av abanim applies even though right originally he was a goy and his kid was a goy. Now he's a Jew and his kid's a Jew and his wife's a Jew. Rachmanis of a father and a son is not a religious principle; it's a natural principle. So therefore, this would not apply. This iser and afal pikenis iser avchana. Adkan the No, the Yehuda. Now, it's interesting. He quotes over here a Tosis in Masechta Ksuvos. And Masechta Ksuvos is very significant once again in the sugya. We remember the sugya of Ger Kotem. We had to look at Ksuvos all the time. But today again, we'll come a few references to Ksuvos. He starts with the Tosis in Ksuvos on Daf Lam and Zayin and Aleph Srichas, where Tosis says that a ger and a gioris is a separate din. We saw a Gemara right over here in Nachman Beis. Ger and a gioris, where is the Gemara? A ger and a gioris is a halacha of ger and a gioris is a halacha of avchana, and the Gemara discusses it from a somewhat different perspective. Where's that Gemara? Earlier, no? We saw it yesterday in Shia. So by ger v'gioris, where they're both converting, as a separate din. Ger v'gioris is a separate din, and that din, according to Tosfos over here, is in fact more chamor. More chamor. What are we doing? What's the reason for this? To distinguish between zera shewat she nizra b'kedusha, and that's my base now towards the top. To zera shelo nizra b'kedusha. The Gemara is found over here in Membeis Amnav about the 10th line. And the same Gemara is found, it's discussed elsewhere as well, which we shall see soon. It's a different din. It's Chomer Tvei. It's more Chomer. As a matter of fact, there were those who claim that even though Avchana sounds like it's the Rabbanan according to Rava, we presume we pass it like Rava. Rava says it's a Xer Shema, da 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 da. But ger v'gioris might actually be a deoraisa. They quote the case of Mishnah Nuchos Malachim, who suggests that, based on the Gemara, Mem Chesem and Beis, by Yifas Toar. Yifas Toar, there's a whole sugar about Yifas Toar. Take a look here. Mem Ches, where's Yifas Toar? Yeah, so that's great. The Kes of Mishnah is in Perek Ches and Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Vov. Tzricha lahamtin shlosha chadashim. Chodesh of b'chia u'shnei chadashim acharav. It's avchana. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Mem ches amid beis. Let's take a look. Let's open to the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Uvach lesaviyah v'asima. Okay. Yerach yomim, the fourth line. Rav Shimon Lozer met tishim yom. Right? Yerach shloshim yomim, shloshim, v'chakach shloshim. Right. There's a whole discussion in the sugi over here, on the top of Mem Chesem and Beis. Says the Kesef Mishnah as follows. One day requires actually 120 days. We pass the Rav Shimon Lozer, who requires 90 days. Havchana. V'lehavchin ben zera kodesh l'sheena kodesh. V'im tomar ha-sharina le'bir rishona miyad v'lo havchana. Yishloma. To also zera nami ena kodesh. D'bincha bo men agoye ena kore bincha. They allow this guy one beer in wartime because he can't control himself. And they have to wait 3 months. So this sounds like it might actually be a... It might actually be a shayla of a d'oraisa, at least in some kind of a situation, of zera b'kedusha and zera shelo b'kedusha, maybe even more chamor than zera of Reuven or zera and Shimon. This is a Jew versus a goy. That sounds like it's much more chamor. Okay, that's what some suggest based upon this gemara. There should be a d'oraisa. Yeah.
What is that zera b'kedusha or shelo b'kedusha? Is that referring to necessarily who the father is, or whether the child was born?
No, whether the child is born Jewish.
So that doesn't that contribute to the debate we were having about whether it's conception or birth that defines
it's still nizra shelo b'kedusha. That's a fact. It's nizra shelo b'kedusha. Maybe the child will be born Jewish, but it will not be conceived Jewish, and there could be differences. Differences in relatives. We spoke about that. That's in Sadi Zayin, Sadi Ches. Yeah. Okay. Good. That's what some suggest. It's a more chomer dekadin, a possibility of a daraisa. Okay. Now, it's interesting that the Noda Yehuda holds that Avchana is daraisa. Where does he say so? The Dogal Miravava in Siman Yud Gimel. That being the case, what's the Ritvus Kasha? The Kasha is, who needs a Gzeira of Avchana? Independently, you don't know if it's Reuven or Shimon's kid, just say, this is min Milberes or Menekas Chavero. What kind of kasha is that? It's a Doraisa. The answer is, the kasha is only going to be a kasha according to Rava. Rava is clearly the din of a Dirabana. And according to Shmuel, it wouldn't be a kasha at all. So therefore, the Noda Behuda asked a good kasha, Nafkamina for Ger and Giores. Because Ger and Gioris would have a different din, then it would be according to Shitas Rava. Oh. Or maybe he holds no, that Ger and Gioris is not really a separate din. It's really the same exact din. The same as Shmuel had a pasuk. What? Lios v'chol alakim v'zaracha acharecha. That's that one pasuk which you should know who the father is. So too, the idea of Zerah b'kedusha is exactly the same yourself. Either you want to know who the father is, you want to know who's Nizra B'Kedusha. Who said so? The Shultas puts the din together, exactly the same din, same level of din, not against Tosfos Lamed Zayin, that one din is more chamor than the other. I have a big problem. The Rambam, the holy Rambam, you probably have the Rambam in the back. Take a look if you have the Rambam. Ein Mishpat Amoli, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chafei. And Hilchos Geirush. If you have it, let's see. Everyone should see it if we have it. Gerishin. Here we are. Here it is. Is it? One second. Is that the right? Excuse me. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chafei. It's here. It's page Zion, column 2, towards the bottom. V'chein gozru chachomim shlo yisa odom mu'beres chaveiro u'meinekes chaveiro v'yach alpi sha'zer yodua lebihi. It's not the question of Avchana we had before. Mu'beres Shema yazik havlav b'shas tashmi sheno makpid al ben chavero. Umeniko. Shema yisakir acholov v'eno makpid l'rafos acholov. But v'om amuril l'chol k'shay zakir, because it's not his kid. What's wrong with the Rambam? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara rejects this. The Rambam quoted a piece of the Gemara which is absolutely rejected. Pillei ployim. So this question is not, I'm not the first, I didn't wake up to answer the question myself, as you can well imagine. Yishai thought of it, and others before thought of it as well. Okay, not surprising. Let's take a look and see what it says. Well, before I put away this big sefer, the sefer called Mishnah Sager, I want to just read one more source when I wrote it down. Page Kuf Lamed Ches. They brought it for a reason. Kuf Lamed Ches, at the end of Os Chof Ches at the bottom, he quotes a Tshuva Miksav Yad, the author of the Priya Soda, that if a woman wants to marry the person whom she was married to, quote unquote, when she was still not Jewish, okay, it's not allowed. Elok Shavadai Mu'uberes. But she's certainly pregnant. You see, there's no low plug. I want to show you in print. Okay, now we can put it away. Good. So let's open the Shulchan Aruch. I have a Shulchan Aruch here in Eben HaEzer. Some of you saw some of the Ma'amar comments. If you really, I should add a few more. But this question is raised by the Beis Shmuel. Again, Simon Yud Gimel, Rabbi Ozai, is a Simon about all these things. And the Beis Shmuel, as we know, is the Mefarish on the Eben HaEzer. Simon Yud Gimel. Siv Katan Chof in the Beis Shmuel. Here we go. Shulchan Aruch writes, Gozru Chachamim Shlalis Adam Lo Yikadesh Muberes Chaver Lo Menekas Chaver. No reason given. Comes the Beis Shmuel and quotes the reason which the Maskana, Miberet Menikah Kaimah. Fine. Rif says that, the Rosh says that. The Rambam has Dochsa. V'teima, Eich Kosev Atam Asher Nidche. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Kesef Mishnah has this cash. A tremendous cash. That is a tremendous cash. Wow. Tremendous cash. So what's the shot? How do you answer this question? Yeshlomo Haino Kabonas Aramba. Shekotavata Mishim Doxa. Why? Shemashah also Lefitam Doxa. Also Afla Maskona. Do you remember what the Rabbeinu Tam said in Tosfos? That the Gemara started off with one reason, gave a different reason. They changed the reason, but they never changed the din. So, right? So as Chamzi based the Beis Shmuel, says exactly the same thing applies over here. There's no nafkamina between the two reasons. That's what he says. It's a big chiddush. It's giving you basically, it's a decoy. It's giving you the wrong reason. So you shouldn't make a mistake if you might have something which would, such as a case of Grusha. That's a pretty fancy way to do that fuki for a man of Shimshim. That's what Beis Shmuel suggests. Amazing. Amazing. That's what he suggests here in Simon Yud Gimel, Siv Katan Chof. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, in the case of what the poskim called Samku Dodel, that she's unable to nurse at all. Unable to nurse. A woman's unable to nurse. What about that kind of a case? The Shulchan Aruch talks about the case explicitly. Again, in Siman Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph, it says as follows. If a woman has Eino Cholev Asolam, she's unable to nurse the child. Don Sheyesh Lo Tzimuk Dodim. Okay? All these kinds of situations. Yeah. All these cases, Muteras Linose. Muteras Linose. What's the lumdus, Rabbi Osai? What's the lumdus? The lumdus is, I menekas chavero is also. It sounds like it's pretty much of a low plug. The answer is, she does, this is a brisk, it's a brisk of art. She's not labeled as Meinekes Chaver. The word Meinekes, the very word Meinekes, means a nursing woman. She's not a nursing woman. Her breasts are unable to express milk for some kind of medical problem. She's not a nursing woman. You think this is a chiddush? That a woman who's what's called simuk dadim is not labeled as a nursing woman? The source he quotes over here, Tur b'shem Rosh k'subas perik hey simuk chaf, is an important rush there. It talks about some of the intricacies of the halacha. Okay? It's in k'subas. We can look it up yourself. Perik hey simuk chaf. That's on my auxiliary maramakoma sheet that I have, which I didn't give you, but it's one of them. But I want to share a bigger chiddush in the Nebuka Yosef, which everybody loves that. Open to the Nebuka Yosef, please. Nebuka Yosef, same love the Shavuot. Nebuka Yosef discusses an issue. Find it. Of a woman who has a baby. Let's say she never nursed a baby. She never nursed a baby, never. And now her husband dies. Is she required to wait 24 months? This kind of a case. Serious question. Serious shout. She never nursed a baby at all, never. Okay. I've also give a look at Nebuka Yosef. We're gonna try to find this right now. Where is this sugya found? Take a look over here on page Mem in our print. The old print is Yudalad Amud Beis. Okay, either Mem, this is on the Maram Bakama sheet, if I'm not mistaken. Take a look. Got my sheet over here. If you're missing Maram Bakama, there's still a few copies.
It's there.
It's on?
Yeah, Mem Yudalad Amud Beis.
Okay, very good. Okay, take a look. You open the Zoom cards? Not here. I'll give them. I think I have them inside. Sorry. Take a look over here. Second. Here we go. Chubas Agonin. Right before Masnissen. Last three lines. In Pirsha Milahonik Gimel Chadoshim Koda Mises Abal Eina Nikres Menekes Chavero. The same lumdus. Not the pshat of Menekes Chavero's mutter in this case. She's not called a Menekes Chavero because she stopped nursing 3 months before he died. The same thing applies. She's Tzimak Dodea. The doctor says there's no way she can nurse. She's not labeled as Menekes Chaver. Now why in the world he required 3 months? Where does this come from? It's called Tshuva Zagon. 3 months. Why did he require 3 months? The Rosh in that same place in Ksubis has the same din. Again, for the, since you want, if you don't have it, I'm reading it to you from my Masech, the Ksubis. The Rosh, you see it right here, Exhibit A. The Rosh in Perikei Simen Chav. So we quoted before, he's the one who said this, he's the source of Tzimuk Dadayim. She's unable to nurse because of medical reasons. He writes as follows. Here we go. All sugya. Rosh says like this. Vehecha shegmalatu b'chaye bala nira shemutera sinase. The lekel le migza midi logazvina otu logamalatu b'chayov. V'chayagavna logazvinan. Finished. He didn't say after 3 months before the husband's death. Umitam zaname nira lahati v'yisha shedodeh atzomku. V'ena regila lehonik liolam. Moshe Pasek Chalova B'chai Bala. Finished. They hired a wet nurse, a Menekes. All these kinds of cases, they never made exam. Okay, so the source of here is the Rosh, Perikei, Sivin Chaf, but the Lomdesher expression is found in the Mukha Yosef we just saw. She's not labeled as a Menekes Chaver. Not the Pshat, it's a Menekes Chaver with a maker. No, she's not labeled as a Menekes Chaver. Once she's a Menekes Chaver, it's a kind of a low plug. Fine. Now, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, when he quotes Rabbi Shimshon, has a slightly different tack than our Tosfos. Take a look at the same paragraph. He quotes a Grusha, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Shimshon argued about it. So Rabbi Shimshon has a different svar. Davka almona, she bosho litboa liyorshin. We saw the Gemara, she's embarrassed to come to Bezdin. Ika lamecha shem tis aber miakar chelva v'katalei demi yov lebeitzim v'cholav lemaspis le'latinok. She's embarrassed to come to Bezdin, right? She could have gone to Bezdin to ask it from the estate of her late husband. She's embarrassed to go and deal with his yisomen. It's Yosh. Aval Grusha, Muberes Umenika Muteras Yinase. Why? They got divorced. They hate each other. Blok Sifa Limit Balabal. She loved to bother him in Kud Bezdin. Oh, man. They love to hate each other. She loves to come to court and make them pay legal fees and all kinds of stuff. What do you mean? For those who've dealt with this stuff, you know what I'm talking about. So this is it. No problem. She'll come to court in a jiffy. Okay? Therefore, and once she comes to court and asks for the money, that's a different svara. That's not the svara we saw in our Tosis. It's a different svara in explaining the shita of Rabbeinu Shimshon. And then he gives the other svara. You can't force it. What about Rabbi Natan? Also has a different svar. Rabbi Natan says like this. No. I feel a begrusha. Why? Tahinami is not found in Tosfos. Kofa lohanik im makira. Kidem mefarish hasam. What's kidem mefarish hasam? It's the mefurish gemara mesech teksubis daf nun tes amid beis. And I'm reading from the gemara itself. Nun tes amid beis. The Gemara has a discussion. What happens if she makes a neder? She's not going to nurse the child. Da 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 da. Imhoya makira, if the child recognizes his mother, knows in la schara, even though he divorced her, he pays her the money, because she has to pay her money like any other wet nurse. V'kofa umeni kosum, ne'asakana. Why go to somebody else? It's like the story of Miriam and Yocheved. Matikwas Aim Hayolid, right? That she's like, let me go get Yisha Menekes from Avrios. And guess who she picked? She picked Yocheved, who was the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. So here too, right? That since the child already recognizes the mother, I imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Elui, and by 3 months he already recognized Yocheved. So Miriam followed our Gemara. I had to get the right lady. I had to get the mother. Okay, so you could, but Yocheved didn't have to be forced. Another woman could be forced to do the nursing, although she had the right to be paid for it. Because man, she's married and it's into the husband. Blah, blah, blah. Once she's divorced, and the husband has the obligation to keep the child fed, and she's no longer obligated to him, so you pay her for it. Oh, but still, you can force her to do it. This is the Gemara Mesech Teksubis Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, which is the Yosef quotes over here on page Mem. So therefore, Rabbi Natan says, even with respect to a Grusha, the same reason applies. They're not supposed to see each other in Bezdin because they're divorced. Afi boshalit boy de shliach, because she's supposed to send somebody else. So she is embarrassed. The Rabbi Shimshon said she's not embarrassed, she loves to hate him. But the Rabbi Natan says we have to send the shliach, and therefore she is embarrassed. So there are two additional reasons which are given in our Tosis about the Machlokas Rabbeinu Shimshon and Rabbeinu Tam, then the Begosim goes to two additional reasons. an additional reason for the Rabbeinu Shimshon. The question is, she's embarrassed. An additional reason for the Rabbeinu Tam. No, you can't force her, albeit she's allowed to charge money for it. Okay, these are two additional reasons which are not found in our Tosfos, which are found in the Nemuge Yosef. Fine. As a matter of fact, what happens in a case, a sad case, which is found next? Chikotir of Achazal Bishiltus, Umenika Mizana. Oy, 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 oy. She's not a Gerusha, she's not an Almana, she's a Mizana. Gvalt brings a child out of wedlock into this world. Yesh Omer, the Ledivri Akol, Tzricha Lahamten, the Ksifa Limitbe. She's embarrassed to go to her, what should we call him, a boyfriend who impregnated her. She's embarrassed. The whole thing is not so gewaltic over here. So she's embarrassed. Since she's embarrassed, so therefore the problem is that the kid's going to die. Now, this is not so poshut. Rabos, I ask you to see the Hagos Mordechai. I'm sorry, it says, Hey Gimel Resh Rem. That's not that. It's a Hey. Hey Gimel Mem Resh means Hagos Mordechai. Let's turn to the Hagos Mordechai here, please. Simon Kuvav, where this svar is cited, but it's not so simple. Take a look. Hagos Mordechai's Kuvav is on our pages and page Chof. Please turn to page Chof. Okay. Quotes Rabbi Natan, as in the book Yosef quotes it. Umenekash and his Abba Biznus. It's a little bold Benekas on the fifth line. Turmsha Vihitira. Need now wait 24 months. To Omar. Tafilam and Tam Ha'ose with respect to Lagusha. Havi Mishum Shekofo Avihatinok. Since we just saw in the book of Yosef, since the father can force her to nurse the baby, and if she marries someone else, she can no longer nurse the baby, so we don't let her get married. Ubiznus mi yochuf. Who's going to force her to nurse this baby? Her boyfriend. There's no legal relationship. I mean, there's a biological relationship. But the boyfriend has nothing over her. They weren't married ever. They never were married. They were never married. V'lechach hitira. V'lo ho d'lo chachamim. The chachamim already answered Mordechai Turmusa. You know why? D'mikomakom. Better than Yachufu also. You asked before, Isha asked a question. Who's going to take care? What did I tell you? Bezdin. Call it Chaylaifan, call it Bikacholim. And who's going to put? Bezdin will force him to do it. Since Bezdin can force her to nurse, albeit with pain. Therefore, she has no right to get married. If she gets married, she'll become pregnant. She'll get pregnant and it'll dry up. And this will be a big problem. Fine. This is what it says. Fine. It's interesting. Do you see a difference? We read Rabbeinu Shimshon twice. We read him in the Muge Yosef, we read him in Tos. I'm challenging you to find one small difference between the two citations. I'm going to read them both. I'm going to first read the Rabbeinu Shimshon and the Muge Yosef, which we hold close to now. I'm going to go back to Tos. Let's read again. Listen carefully. Rabbeinu Shimshon Kosav, Tafka al Mona Shiboshal et Bali Yoshim, Ika Lemecha Sheim Tis Aber Mecha Chalba Vekotala. The miyav le beitzim v'chol le maspis pelatina. Ava grusha muberes umenika muteres linasei lo ksifa le mitva, etc., etc. This is Rabbeinu Shimshon as we have it over here in the Muke Yosef. Keep one hand here and turn to Tosfos that we saw earlier, Mem Bezim and Aleph. Keep one hand in the Muke and look at Tosfos and Mem Bezim. You tell me if you can figure out the difference. Rabbeinu Shimshon Zgeno Sharash Boya Omer, the Gerusha Meinekes Muteres Linase. Stop. Is there a difference? Rabbi Sai? Yeah?
Oh, it's a matter of forcing her, whether she's.
No. Atazai. He says Gerusha Meinekes. He didn't say Gerusha Muberes. In the Nemuke Yosef, it says both. Who points this out? Os Ches. And that goes with Tziyunim, in our edition, on page Rem and the bottom. Look at another Behuda, it's not the same tshuva we referred to earlier, but as a Adurakam, Evidence of Yuches. discusses there, imuberes shava lemenika bazeh. According to the Mugosa, they're equated. According to Tosfos, they don't seem to be equated. It's an interesting point. Rabbi Yehuda says, by menika, we can say, since she's not meshubedes, if you wouldn't know, you'd think that it lived after Reb Chaim. This is a brisk vort. The Yehuda is like this. Listen, when it comes to menika, since she's not meshubedes lo, because he divorced her, you can't say she's menekes chavero. I'm a menekes for you? Who? You? You're my chava, you're my sone. What kind of menekes chavero? I hate your guts. What kind of menekes chavero? I'm not doing it for you. I have no obligations to you. You divorced me. You scoundrel, you. I'm not menekes chavero. That's when it comes to obligations of nursing a child. Okay? However, can't change biology. She's still labeled as a mu'uberes chaver. She may call it Berach, whatever you want to call him, but the bottom line is, she became pregnant and had the baby from him. That's an undeniable biological fact. So it's mamash brisk l'shoinus. You can't call her a menekes chavero, right? But she is, after all, a mu'uberes chavero. So if it's arguable, Rabbi Shimshon says, Gusha menekes is mutter. Why? She's not labeled menekes chavero. She has no shiva to him. But you can't deny the biological reality. She's a muberes chaver. A suggestion to explain why the Tosfos did not go as far as the Mukayosa did in quoting the Rabbeinu Shimshon. Okay, that's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. Oh. Good. Fine. Now, we mentioned before that Bezdin is kofer in certain limited cases. Okay? Bezdin is going to force in the case of Makira. We saw in the Muka Yosef, if she recognizes him. But Bezdin forces. Calls man that Bezdin didn't force her, she's allowed to perhaps remarry. That's a fascinating question. Fascinating question. If you take a look over here in the Shulta Giborim, they deny the entire thing. Take a look over here. Shulta Giborim in page Mem Os Beis. Os Beis. You will have it? Yeah. This is not, well, at the end of the first wide line. Maza. Who's Maza? Who Maza? What does it stand for, Maza? Mori Zikeni Harav. They give you the Maramokim here. Piske Horid, Rabbi Shai Detrani, Ksubas Nun Testament Beis. Who's speaking now? The Riaz. Who's the Riaz? Rabbi Yeshaya Achram Zal. In other words, there were two Rabbeinu Yeshayas. The first Rabbeinu Yeshayas, Rabbi Yeshaya Ditrani, the Rid, and the second is Rabbi Yeshaya Achram Zal, who's the Riatz. So he says, my grandfather, Moritz Keni Harav, Omer, again, the second wide line in Shulta Giborim, right column, on page Mem. She'enot Tzricha Lahamtin Elam Keno Yatinok Makira. Then she chayevas Hanigoso Biskar. Could contrast her rights. That's what the grandfather says. Vani Omer, this grandson is not afraid to argue. This is with his Ada. That's very nice. Machlek is a grandfather and a grandson. Afal pi shayatinu makaris imo, eino tzricha lahamtin. She's not required to do that. Why? She ain't a manika tzricha lahamtin ela b'shameis bala. She meshubedes lanika ben afilu liachamisa sa bala. Because that obligation continues. Avala grusha, afa pisha ben makira, eno manikoso ela bischar. And therefore she's treated as ki'isha nochris. Doesn't mean a nochris, a goya. It means another woman other than the mother. Ulefichach, eno tzricha lahamtin, kemo shena nochris tzricha lahamtin, as I said in the Ksubas. What does that mean? Imagine it's a wet nurse. A wet nurse means a woman who had a child of her own, and therefore there's milk coming out of her, and she is hired to feed someone else's child. There's a big milk supply, no? What does it say? Mi milel Avram heinika banim sara. We just read about it in Chumash and Rashi. She did that enough for everybody. She had an excessive supply of milk at age 90. Okay? So this woman is a wet nurse. The fact that she's a wet nurse for somebody else is not prevent her from getting married. Says there's a lump de shavarot here in the Riaz. This mother of the child is only nursing the child but Torah's wet nurse. No different than any other wet nurse. And therefore, she's not required to wait 24 months. That's a fascinating point over here that the Riaz makes in contrast to his grandfather. Fine. Now, Rabosai, let's discuss for a minute the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rabbeinu Tam say again? Rabbeinu Tam said there's no difference between a grusha and an almana. In all cases, you have to wait 24 months. There was a proof to it from the Lashon of the Rosh over here. Please turn to the Rosh. Perek Dalet Simen Chavav. Let me do one line. Perek Dalet Simen Chavav. A single line I'm going to read. The very top of page Chav Beis, the top of your Rosh. This is the line we saw earlier. Rabbeinu Tam speaking. First, he says, as the Beis Shmuel said, Pshat in the Rambam, although the Gemara changed the reason, never changed the din. Then he says, Amar Gufa, Yama Ein Nizonis, Ve'ni Yosel Meshab De Lahanik, Ela Chachamim Osu Takana Zu Shlo Yavu De Sakana. And then he says over here, the small gimel is, De Rov Nashim Chosos Al Yaldeen Umini Kosan Afilu Eina Mishubedes Lahaniko. Women aren't cruel, chas v'shal, not cruel mothers. The average woman very much wants to nurse her child. Either she has no shibud. Rabbeinu Shimon should make a whole Torah. And our mother's mishubedes, and a grusha is not mishubedes. Rabbeinu Tam back to him. Come on, Rabbeinu Shimon. The mishubedes aspect is not the idea. You're thinking that if she's not mishubedes, she wants her son to die. No. Every woman has that natural rachmanas to take care of her child. But the fear is, in other words, as much love as she has for a child, which everybody has, but a woman also loves to be married. She wants companionship. Tavla Mesa, if we bring back that old mantra, she wants a husband. She's entitled. She wants it's bad to be alone. Now, in an unanticipated development, she becomes pregnant from the new husband, and she's milk dries up, and now all of a sudden it's Taurus. Why did you think that earlier, honey? Simple, she wants to get married. There are many people who don't think straight when they want to get married. Now, I must say she's not thinking straight, but she wasn't thinking two steps ahead. A, she's going to get married. Three steps. A, she'll get married. B, she'll get pregnant. C, she'll milk dry up. She wasn't thinking, she fell in love. She's never Nebuchadnezzar in her. She lost her husband. She wants companionship. It's already a year by herself. So it's lonely. It's terrible. And this great guy came along. She said, I'm sorry. Put him on hold for a year. Call me back in a year. He'll be gone. He'll be long gone. Well, Rachmanis on her. So Chazal said, sorry, we prohibit it. And she prohibited it. And then she had no choice. She has to listen to Chacham. Otherwise, she want to get married because otherwise it's such a good catch. Okay, that's what it says over here in the Rosh. It's Simen Chav Vav. Fine. Good. Let's go on. What about the following wacko case? Wacko. It's on the Mar Bakomas. I don't know if you saw the Mar Bakomas yet, but it is a pretty wacko case. I asked you to see the Pisrei Tshuvas in Simen Yud Gimel. It's the first one I asked you to see. Sif Katan Yud Dal. You'll see how this is such a critical issue. I'm reading for the Pesachet Shuvah, Simen Yud Gimel, Sifkot and Yud Dalet. I am B'Sefer Birkei Yosef, Os Yud, B'nin Isha Shenis Abra Ba'ambati, Ishayoli Nosek Shimubera Suminika. Got a wild case. This Abra Ba'ambati, she wasn't married to the first guy. She's Nis Abra Ba'ambati. Must she wait 24 months before getting married? You're probably wondering, what did he say already in the Brick of Yosef? What's there to talk about in this kind of a case? Well, I'll tell you what he says. He says as follows. He says, you know, there's one daya by Mizana that says that she's permitted to get married because the Mizaneh cannot force her anyway. Kal v'chomer, the Baal HaZera, the Yambati can't force her. The guy also went swimming, he even took a bath. And Zera came out and then she became pregnant, so some miracle, and asked him to support. Imagine this, what would happen in Beis Din? A paternity suit. Yes. Now with DNA, paternity suits are very, very dicey. Paternity suits, okay? So she'll take and bring a paternity suit against somebody. Well, she became pregnant. She has not. She's a psula. How'd she become pregnant? So she's thinking, and she remembered that she once went and took a bath in a public bathhouse, and they have the records. 3 months ago, who went into the public bathhouse? So then everyone sets a sign in. So it says Rachel. And just before, it says Chaim. Chaim went to the public bathhouse. Oh, so she figured it out. Chaim. Chaim, DNA test. So Chaim does DNA test. Yeah, he's the father. I have a paternity lawsuit. Chaim says, what? I just want to take a bath. What do you say, Rabbi Sai? Let suit succeed or fail. So shall father support from the guy who took a bath. Now in America today, when they have these sperm donors in the sperm banks, there are very strict laws exempting them from paternity suits. Otherwise, that guy would be in big trouble. Remember I showed you from the New York Times? He has 150 kids. More than Homan, maybe. I don't know, if he has, Bin Laden, the face. I don't know how many kids these people have or how many wives. This guy, I got it in the railway station. I was a big Yashikoyach. They give me some fancy name as a donor of blood. I donated a gallon of blood. I'm healthy, I get blood whenever I have a chance. So I have a big prize. This guy got a bigger prize. He's a donor of sperm. He had 150 kids this guy has. I'm afraid they're gonna marry the other. New York Times. Okay? So she'll come after him for 150 different paternity suits. Oh no. He's exempted because they wrote the laws in a careful way. He's potter. But what about Bez? The guy took a bath. I'm sorry. I never had a positive to Shaila. On a partial level, I don't know. I don't think you can ask him for anything. He doesn't deny it. Okay, he took a bath. He didn't know. He didn't know. Whatever. Just giving you an interesting Shaila. So what happened in that kind of a case? So she can't ask him to force him. He's not going to force her anything. Maybe it should be mutter. Others say it's mutter for another reason. Totally different reason. Milsa de lo shchicha lo gozu barabon. Rabbi says this Rabbi Ambati, the Pesach Tshuva, is such this Abba Ambati is so rare, lo gozu barabon. Comes along the Pesach Tshuva in another place and says something even further than that. What will happen if the Zera comes from a goy? A goy! Should we say the din of Muberes Umenekas Chavero? What do you say, Rabbi Osai? How liberal are you? Is a goy included in the word Chavero? Usually, we have Xeris Akosos, Achicha, Reyacha, Amisecha. In some cases, they have a Mamai to goy. What about Chavero? Yeah? Right. So here, exactly. So he quotes over here the Pesach Tshuva, Sivkot Yud Ches. Again, Sivkot Yud Ches is fairly long. Ultra post, we can see it quicker in Sivkot Ayin Beis. Some say it's not Chavero. But the Noda B'Yehuda goes further and says it's true, even about Rov Goyim. If you're not 100% sure, it's coming from a Goy. Rove going for those who want to look up this Pesach Tshuva Yud Ches, I just want to show you how long it is. To show you why you're not going to find it. Look. Everyone see this? Who can see it? See it? All that. It's all Pesach Tshuva, except for the top line. See it? That's all Pesach Tshuva Yud Ches. Four big columns. Wait. I'm not sure if it stops here. Wait a minute. And the next page. Where does it end? And the whole next page. First side. So it's three pages, each one, almost the whole page. In the middle of all this, he quotes another Yehuda. Again, I have my Shulchan Aruch, which is easy to find, because they give you a nice amount of makomas. But even here, it's not something to find right away. Another Yehuda suggests, not only is it not considered a problem of Beres and Benekas Chaveiro, we know for a fact it comes from a Goy. But even if the Rova Goyim would apply the same logic, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva Ege disagrees. Kiva Ege disagrees. One quote over here in this Pesach Shuvah. Rabbi Kiva Ege has a Shuvah in Simon Sadi Hey. He says, you know what? I'll find you a place that, listen carefully, I'll find you a place where even a Goy is called Chaveiro. Who wants to have a Bekias and Shas? A Bekias and Shas, Rabosai. Where is it? Shabbos Av Kuf Nun Omer Aleph. Rav Papa says, Lo Yoma Lechaveiro Lisko Polim. Haina de Lo Yoma Lenokri. Koki Kola Shas or Bekiva Eger. So he says, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong. A Goy is called Chaveiro. A liberal. Huh? A Goy is called Chaveiro. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, again quoted over here in Pesachet Tshuva, Sivkoton Yud Ches, Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, okay, in Eben Ezer, Simen Lamed Gimel, and Lamed Beis, says the whole thing is wrong. The whole thing is wrong. It's wrong. The whole thing is wrong. Aye, the Noda Behuda said, Medikotoni Medekas Chaveira, Mashma Shal Chaveira, Lo Bigoy. For those who want to look it up, it's the towards the end, it's the last column in page Reish Yud Zayin in my print. Says the Holy Chasam Sofer, Svar v'chokhi, Kema Shavlad Yisroel, L'mitzuvah Nach Yoso, V'ein lo merachem kinimo, Shemistam merachem asal merachem asal b'no, Mashegim tinosu lebal yiskar adel asbado, Imke yesh shirachem olav yosu v'ben gusho, Zona shenisam v'mi Yisroel yeshlo af, at least if has a Jewish father, he has a Goyish father. Aye, menekas chavero. Look what he says in Chasam Sofer. Va'ayne dekatoni menekas chavero l'revusa. The av sheyesh lo av ayor sheyav. Still, she's embarrassed to go to Bezdin. Ava menekas she'ena shel chavero v'goy pshita she'asura. Oh, he turned it on his head. Pshita da'asura. So as the Chasam Sofer is quoted here in Pesachei Tshuva, Siman Yud Gimel, Sivkoton Yud Ches. Narabosai, let's analyze how we calculate the months. Remember, there are two situations. There's 3 months and there's 24 months. Let's take a look at the Shulta Gibor, right over here, it's on the same page, page Mem that we came from. Let's calculate the months together, Rabosai. Let's make a cheshbon. We're going to calculate the months. We discussed this a little bit yesterday. Take a look here in page Mem, and most of you have my Gemaras. It's the old print, it's Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Oz Gimel, and in the new print, it's Mem, Oz Beis. How do you calculate the months? Take a look, please. Here we go. It's a very long Oz Beis. Place. Trying to find it. Yeah. Very little narrow lines on the right column, the last few narrow lines. V'omrani, Shechadoshim alolu nechshavim lefimashe bezdin kovenosan. The way bezdin determines them. What does that mean? I think it means, you look on the calendar. Let's say, for argument's sake, what's today's date, Rabosai? Like Gimel Kislev? Am I correct? Is today Gimel Kislev? Hello? Yeah, keep counting. Right? Gimel? Gimel Kislev. Okay, now let's go. So Gimel Kislev. Then we have what? We have Teves, Shvat, Adar. So if someone loses a husband today, you want to remarry, You need from Gimel Kislev to Gimel Adar, but Gimel doesn't count, right? Because you don't count that day. So you have to have Dalit, right? And then you have to wait till, presumably, till Dalit Adar. That also doesn't count. Can't get married until Hey Adar. Now, but wait a second. But what month? What are the months? Pull out your calendar. What are the months? How many days are in Kislev? How many days are in Kislev, Teves, and Shvat? Those are 3 months. No, how? Who knows? The answer is Kislev has 30 this year. Doesn't always have 30. Teves is 29, and Shvat has 30. For those who don't know, the months always alternate. They always alternate. We'll start from Teves, just to make it easier, okay? Teves is 29 and Shvat has 30. Adar is 29 and Nisan has 30. Iyar is 29 and Sivan has 30. Sivan is, what did you say?
Sivan
is 30. Tammuz is 29 and Av has 30. Elul 29, Tishri has 30. This is every single year. Every year. The two elastic months are Cheshvan and Kislev. They either both be 29, both be 30, or what we call Kisidron, I think it's like this month, Cheshvan is 29, we only have one day Rosh Chodesh, which is Sunday, and Kislev has 30. That's a perfect alternation, right? 29, 30, the whole, all 12 months alternate. But if it has both 30s, we call that a shalem, and if it's both 29, we call it a chaser. If you look at how the fancy calendars go, okay?
Why do you need that?
What? Why do you need that? We need wiggle room to know, but, you know, because all the rules, lo adu rosh, lo badu pesach, and lo to make things work out, you have to have some elasticity built into the calendar. And it's also the Shana Guberis, that has a whole extra other. The extra other region is also 30 days when it exists. It existed last year, doesn't exist this year. It's going to come up also. We'll see soon. But he passes over here the Fimash of Bezn Kovan also, because this year Bezn was Kovea. That Kislev has 30 days, she's going to have to wait an extra day. In a different year, when Kislev would have 29 days, she'd have to wait 1 day less. You know, given the same date of Petira of Gimel Kislev. Everyone with me so far? So right, see that Shilta Giborim over here, it's the last few narrow lines on the right column in here in page Mem Os Beis, and then Yudalad Gimel in the old prince. That's what I think it means. Isn't this against what he said earlier? What did he say earlier? Lam, it's Yudalad Aman Aleph, end of Sifkot and Dal in the old print, and it's Lamites Sifkot and Beis in the new print. Take a look, just turn back a page. Lamites Sifkot and Beis, Nireh, it's a little bold print, eighth line. Dachodeshu milamid yom liyechot. Why? Says an FM Gimel, Ameira Shari Le Orez Biyom Tzadi. Tzadi. Hikshu Olov. The Be'ina and Gimel Chadoshim Chutz Biyom Shemesbo Biyom Shinis Arsebo. Hare the Osem Tzadi Lohoyo Maspik in the Gimel Chadoshim. The Mi said that Filu Chodesh Chosser Avi Chodesh in Ze. Amai Lohoyo Dai Bekach. Fala Lohoyo Efshir Pshalo Yoyu Gimel Chadoshim Chaserim. Chutz v'yom shemeitz v'yom shnis arsebo. Elo vaday. Tachadoshim hei milamid yom. Liechot hei linyan gimel chadoshim. Hei linyan chavdal chodesh. Tohosom. Vamedaktek yimtzom. Every month is 30 days. Not that halachah, we know it for the old today. But the month, for the purpose, is always 30 days. So paskin zeshulta giborim over here. Lamites dalet. Lamites beis. Which contradicts mem beis. There he says, what? Chadoshim nechshavim lefi masha bezin kovin also. Here he says, no. And the question is, how can that be? Unless to say that the first one of Lamites is his own, and the second one comes from the Zayin, from the Riyaz. You already saw earlier that he argues with the Zayin. You see? In Lamites base is Riyaz. That's the first part. But the Nireh is maybe the Shulta Gibor himself speaking. Whereas what he said on the next page, Beis Mem, comes from Lashon, that's all Lashon Riyaz. So you get an impression. Otherwise, it seems to be a contradiction in this question. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's take a look and see other sources about this. Please turn to the Mordechai, please, if you don't mind. To the Mordechai itself. Not that Gos Mordechai, the Mordechai. Simin Yutes. Okay, but this is halacha lemaisa. It could be different for quite a few days. Take a look. The Mordechai Simin Yutes. Here it is on page Dalet. Page Dalet. See what it says. We're both set. See what it says. The last line on the first column on page Dalet in our print. Chav Dalet Chodesh Mileyim Be'inan. The 24 full months. Full months. V'yim Shana Me'uberes. What if it's a leap year? Me'uberes Latinok. What does Me'uberes Latinok mean? What do the words mean, Mu'beres Latino? Tino is sitting there calculating it. What do the words mean? Just kind of asking, what do the words mean? Huh? Sounds like he gets another month of Hanukkah that the mother can't marry. 25 months. That's what it sounds like. Is there another way to read it? Is there? I don't see another way. It's called a tshuva. Of the Maram, so Kosov Maram, Shuvas Maram, okay? That's what he sounds like he's quoting. And he says, two chidushim, which I thought are almost contradictory. Number one, Chavdal and Cholish Malayim, which you don't take into account what the Bezin's doing. And then it says, Shana Muberes, Muberes Atino, you do take into account what the Bezin is doing, and therefore you get 25 months of Hanukkah. 25 times 30. That's 750 days. Hey, this kid's going to come out some Popeye. 750 days of Hanukkah. The mother can't remarry for that longer period of time. Isn't that simple arithmetic, right? 25 times 30 is 750, last I counted up. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. He's saying over here in the Mordechai, in Simin Yud Tes. Of course, whatever it is on Mordechai, it's very often a Hagos Mordechai. Let's take a look in Kuf Yud Dalet. Take a look. Kuf Yudal here is on page Chav Beis. Page Chav Beis. From the beginning, from the top. Yesh Gdolim, everyone with me? Page Chav Beis. See, it's right in front of you. Shapirshu, Shemenekas, Shemes, Bailot, Shatrichu, Lahamtin, Estrim, V'abo, Chadoshim, Chodshe, Alavana. Tainu Echad Mole, V'echad Choser, Tahainu, Tov, Shin, Ches, Yomim, L'shtei, Shonim. What does that mean? 708 days. Every Hebrew year is 354. Why 354? Do a little arithmetic. 6 times 30 is 180. 6 times 29 is 174. 354 times 2 is 708. Good. How do you know? V'raya miperek hamadid dekomer b'masnisin shloshim yom yamid parnas. Rabbi Yudah Omer,
He's going to not refuting the riots back and forth. Lashon Torah Lachod, Lashon Chacham Lachod. So there are some who say, Chav Dalet Chodesh, Sholamed Lamed Yom, Dahainu Tov Shin Chav Yomim. That's 720 days. 30 times 24. He added 12 days. 6 for each year. Quotes Yerushalmi and Nida. Shinek Yonek Chav Dalet Chodesh Shleimin. Shleimin Mashma Sholamed Lamed Koma. Then he said, no, you could say the Fuki Ruba Sharish and Ruba Shal Achron. You can't tell. The old, Lo Yitochin Lomar to call Chadoshim Lamed Yom. What does that mean? Uba Chodesh Ibur in this Abra Shana, Lonis Abra Latinok. The Imkain, Shay Shonin, the Pegmishov, Solotim Soliolam, Shalamed Lamed Yom. The Chav Dalet Chodesh Shalamed Yom Lo havi lo shtei shnos halavonim, lo shtei shnos hachama. The chavdal shalam and yom havi tashach yomim. Shtei shnos halavonim ein olin ela tashach yomim. I'm sorry, I can't speak tamini. Tashach or tashach. I don't say that ches, okay? Right? Ushtei shnos hachama olin tashal yom, v'chetzi yom. That's 365 times 2 is 730 and 365 and a quarter. 730 and a half. Lachen yikav the divra med and this abba b'shanah this abra latino could the pirashli b'fnim uladidei nicha b'shanah v'achas pshuta v'achas mulberes. So what is he saying? That the 25 months, but 25 months, what kind of 25 months? 25 months of 30, or 25 months of 30, 29, 30, 29? Huh? So it sounds in the Hagos of the Rishtar, which are on the side, which are written by the Ramah. Look at those little Hagos in the Ramah. The Haba Talia, the Monin Kochodesh Lamed Yom, Shuv Ein Monin Lefi Seder Rashonim, Lachain Lonis Abba Latino. And then later on he says, Shapir Shle Yitokan Kochodesh Lamed Yom, Rak Echad Mole, Imke Nichlaf, Bishonim Gamken, etc. In other words, he thinks that 750, we call them Popeye, is impossible. Either Abosai, you follow Bezdin, or you don't follow Bezdin. If you want to say you don't follow Bezdin, so it's 24 months times 30 is 720. Okay? If you want to say you follow Bezdin, so you require 25 months. So it's 25 months, not 750. No way. No way. It's impossible. 25 alternating months. So you have to lop off 12 days. At most it'll be 738. I'm not sure if you did the math on both sides. This is the machlokas with all the Rishonim. What we have in the Mordechai, 750, according to the Hagos Ramon, the Hagos Mordechai, doesn't make too much sense. It's not consistent, logically. It's not consistent. Now there's another interesting thing. 730, that's a magic number. Why is 730 a magic number? Right? We saw that number in the Hagos Mordechai, because the Shita Mekubetes, Iksubas Tav Samach quotes Rashi, is an incredible thing. You think it's from Chassidus Rebbe said it? Quotes from Rashi. The Pasuk says, Lo Savashal Gedi Bachalev Imo. What's to do anything? It's obvious. Lo Savashal, right? You need 730 days of Chalev Imo, that the mother of the mother, plus the day of the birth, and the day of the remarriage, leaves you 732. It's obvious. It's a bashel, it's 732. Now, if I didn't see the sheet of the last quarter from Rashi, I would say this is a Hasidish Rebbe's Torah. But the biggest Rebbe is Rashi, biggest of all the Rebbe's. So Rashi came up with that number of 730, which we saw that number in Hagos Mordechai, based on the Rebbe's, Los Avashel Gadiba Chalevimo, 730 plus the 2, the day of the birth and the day of the marriage. Here we go, 732. Yes?
Other than Rashi, what are all the other opinions based on?
Well, if you asked me, I would have said 708. That's what I would have said. 354 times 2. That's the calendar of 24 months in a plain year. So who needs enough to worry about the leap year? That's what I would have said. Well, who cares what I said? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? That's pretty important to see. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? And we only have another 3 minutes. I have to stop with this, okay? Let's just take a look. And Mitzvah tomorrow, I wanted to tell you certain other leniencies that we can't get to right now. But for today, let's take a look and see what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in terms of how many days you actually have to wait. Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. 24 months. Says the Ramah, Chodesh Echad Moleh Vechad Chosin. The Ramah is Echad Moleh Echad Chosin. Okay? That's what I would have said. So you're up to 708. Okay? Chutz miyom shenol v'yom sheneskashiva. Okay, we'll hit 710. V'chodesh ha'ibur ole leminyin chav dalet chodesh. That's what I said. So it's 24 months, not 25 months in Shana Muberes. That's it. It's going to be a total of 708. Never anymore. I mean, except for the other 2 days. It's always going to be 708. Finished. Comes the Ramah and says, Yesh Omer L'chadchila Yochush L'afilu L'chodesh O'ibur. It's going to be a whole extra month. A whole extra month.
Where does it come from? It comes from the Lashon in the Hagos, Mordechai, the Gemara in Gittin, that says, Shtei Shonin, Minikoso, Shtei Shonin. Okay? Shtei Shonin. Shtei Shonin. So, 2 years, it has to be even 25 months. The Pischei Tshuva, Halacha Lamaisa here in Sivkot and Tezayin, that he asks you, see? But you know what? If she's in fact nursing the baby, it should be Machna for Chodesh Ibu. But if she already weaned the baby, then it can be Mekel not to worry about the Chodesh Ibu. Comes the Chasam Sofer and says, you know what? I'm not willing to be Mekel for 708. No, not willing to do that. But nor do I require 750. That's too much. I like 730. Why? You're not going to believe it. He quotes it. Los avashel gedi. I kid you not. I'm not kidding. You think that the quote is the halacha lemaisa? Yeah. The chasam sofer. It's quote. You'll see it's printed over here. In end of Sivkot and Tezayin. Ramadan apostle los avashel gedi b'chaleivim. Two times. It's a different cheshit. Where does this come from? It's a different cheshit completely. Where 730 comes from, he says as follows, again. Because that's Shnei Shonim Mishnos HaChama. What does that mean? What's that? 365 times 2. What is that? 730, correct? So that's 2. If you have 730, that passed. That's sort of in between, right? It's not 750, it's 20 less. But you have this remez of 2 times the solar year. And plus Yom Misa, excuse me, Yom Aleda and Yom Erisin, Tavashel, he mamish passes this way to Chazam Sofer. Is that believe it or not? That's what he says. I kid you, he really says it. He really says it. Also, Apostle quotes the Taz, end of Sivkot Vav, who's Mekel, whenever there's a Tziruf, Rabosai. It seems to me, there's always a Tziruf. What's a Tziruf? He quotes over here. A person shouldn't be single. It's also to be single. Look at Beis Shmuel Siman Aleph. We learned that a long time ago. It's called Nizayin. It's 99 to be single. And certainly in the case where the baby was already weaned, so there's a right to be Mekel, even on 708, in the case where it's necessary. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll start discussing other leniencies in the Sugya. Help the B'lidere finish the Sugya and then start the next Sugya. If I'm trying to move quickly, the next Sugya is Akhen Le'Evan Abba Basisrael. I have some more Ma'amakom. Come to me, I'll show you tomorrow morning, Beis Shmuel.